Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Oh, man, we got a special guest here. It is time for the Belmont Buzz.
To know.
Because she's here. She is here. Belmont County Treasurer. Why are you laughing? What?
Because she is here. She is here.
Well, yeah, you actually are here. Belmont County Treasurer Kathy Kelich, that Kelich woman, is here because there's so much going on in Belmont County, the Belmont Buzz, with the hospital and all the problems with the taxes and everything else. So we've asked her to join us a number of different times. She always blew us off, but I was just so damn annoying. You finally said, all right, I'll come on just to shut you up.
Kind of, yeah.
I kind of figured that's what it was. Absolutely. Anyway, well, welcome back. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it. Number one question, your foot's better.
Foot's better.
Okay. Tell the listeners what happened here after you kicked, what's his name, Gagan in the ass, and then you broke
his foot. No, I mean, a lot of times I did tell people that I kicked him in the head and that he broke his head so hard it broke my foot. But no. So I broke my foot back in March, I think March 13th or 14th. And so I just got that boot off about 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So now we're all better. We're getting healed and I'm able to walk without a boot. So no kicking the tables here. I'm good. I've got situational awareness at this point.
Good. Yeah. Don't kick the table because everything will just come crashing down here. All the formica will be in little pieces there.
Well, I'm going to tell you. I mean, like they kind of did give you like the smallest table I can find.
It's Mr. Deep Pockets. You know Mr. Deep Pockets.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Belmont County, the big buzz in Belmont County, the hospital never ends, and now there are more criminal charges. What's going on there?
So from my side of it, we proceeded to tax foreclosure. We didn't receive the payment at the end of March and proceeded into tax foreclosure, so that case has been filed. So now we're going to look at how we're going to proceed with that foreclosure.
Okay, and how much money do they owe? Does the hospital owe the citizens of Belmont County?
It is about $1.2 million.
My God, how did it get to be so high?
It's just because they have that PACE loan. So the PACE loan is, PACE is a project out of, every state has one. It's for energy efficiency. It's a loan that they give it's not for the owners of the property to actually utilize in any other way, but to use on the property. So they had taken out this very large loan. And so the agreement is that they pay it back as a special assessment on their taxes. And that's about $250,000 every half year tax.
They have to have solar panels or something up or what?
No, just energy efficiency, like lighting, windows, HVAC, things like that.
Which they would have done anyway.
But this loan helped out, so yes.
Wow. Okay, all right. And that's the main part of the money?
That's the main part.
Okay, so most of the money is actually owed to the state of Ohio, which includes Belmont.
Well, PACE is actually considered a state of Ohio kind of thing, but it's right. Not. It's not like the state. It's not
Belmont
anybody's.
Belmont County people then who paid for this then?
No. It's to be paid back by the by Access Martins Ferry or who now buys it. So, Belmont County taxpayers going to the hospital, having services, would pay for this.
Right.
How is that a better way to put it?
Okay.
Okay.
You're the treasurer. I'm a high school graduate talking into a microphone. I mean, what do I know?
You graduated high school, really?
Kind of. Anyway, so.
That is amazing.
You're not the first person who said that. So where now do we stand? Like, how is it in a court? Like it's in front of Judge Costine, or where is this?
It's in front of Judge Favreau. But so it's a whole process. So mm-hmm. This is going to take some time. Government never really works fast, as you know. So this is going to take some time to get through the system.
How much time?
Oh, probably about a good 9 months.
9 months. And at the end of 9 months, what happens?
At the end of 9 months, if they do not redeem the property and they do not pay the taxes, then it does go to a sale.
A sale. And I heard rumors that there was like, I don't want to say like, because I don't know, that UPMC wanted to buy it, and then some other company wanted to buy it. And have you heard anything about that?
Of course, I've heard the stories. The
rumors are all over the place.
They're all over the place.
My head exploded.
I don't have any factual basis. I did have somebody contact me that said that they were looking to buy it.
An official from UPMC?
No, it was not a facility that I'm familiar with.
Which one was it?
It's somewhere out of New York. I'm not even sure, to be honest with you. Okay. Because at the end of the day, we do want somebody, a hospital, to run there.
Sure,
right?
Absolutely.
But at the same time, my job isn't to know that Dimitri is going to buy this hospital and he's going to run it. At the end of the day, if you purchase that hospital from Dr. Johnson, from Access Martins Ferry, all I need to know is who's paying the taxes.
Yeah.
I mean, that I don't mean to make it sound so minimalistic, but at the same time, my job isn't to know the ins and outs of it. My job is to get the payment, because that's what my side of it is.
Sure.
And any officials from maybe Martins Ferry or from the county, they would be more involved in any conversations.
Did anybody drop the ball when it came to oversight regarding this thing? Because it's been building for years.
I have to believe there was, but
who?
Everyone. I mean, like, the state of Ohio gave them money, and where was the follow-up? I mean, the thing is that I don't know who should have, particularly should have done it, but you would have thought with all that money going in that somebody would have noticed that this wasn't going the way that it was supposed to.
Well, didn't they have an oversight committee of some sort for the hospital?
Yes.
And who was on that?
At one point in time, I believe it was the mayor of Martins Ferry that was on that. Pace had their own representative. Dr. Johnson was a part of that. And I think it was, I'm so sorry, I forget the previous CFO.
The woman?
Bernie.
Albertini?
Something like that.
Yeah, okay. So why didn't they oversee this properly?
I don't know that they didn't oversee it. I don't think that they knew what they were really looking at. I think that they didn't realize that it really wasn't where. I mean, I think that it was represented that everything was very healthy. How's that as a statement?
Well, that would sound like somebody's going to jail. Somebody's going to jail if that's how it was represented.
Again, not my side of things.
Sure.
Not my side of things.
Sure, sure. Anything else with the hospital?
No, because that's going to be a slow-moving process, but we're going to do it exactly the way we're supposed to. We're dotting every I, crossing every T, and making sure that our side is done properly.
All right. Last time I spoke, I think it was the last time I spoke with you, although it could have been with Cindy. You are looking at some organizations in Belmont County regarding levies. Is there anything new with that?
We're still looking into those.
Okay. Can you tell us what you can tell us?
There's nothing to really tell at this point other than that we're looking, that we're doing our due diligence and looking into any levies that should not be collected.
And elaborate, without going into the specific nonprofit, I think no levy should be.
I understand that.
Because I think taxation is theft. So what exactly? Smirk. Don't give me that Kellett smirk.
Well, I mean, I get it. I get the whole taxation without representation.
No,
I didn't say that.
I didn't say that. I said taxation is theft. That's what I said. Oh, I'm hurting myself. God. Sorry. Anyway, so.
Don't hurt yourself, because I'm not a medic.
What are you looking at specifically?
Just making sure that whatever we're collecting isn't too much than what the entity actually needs. That's what we're looking at.
All right. And there are several entities, nonprofits in Belmont County that have been collecting way, way, way too much. I mean, they're incredibly rich and people don't even know it.
We are looking into all of that.
Okay. When will we know?
As soon as I know, I will let you know.
Okay. And ballpark.
And I think you were actually talking to Cindy on this one.
Also, she was going to talk with you and you were both going to look at it. And I just didn't know.
And the prosecutor's also involved in that.
Oh, really? Because,
well, it's the budget commission. The budget commission's made up of an auditor, the treasurer, and prosecutor currently.
All right. And we're looking at 6 more months or 3 more months, ballpark.
We're trying to work through it fast and furious. We've got board revisions as well, where Cindy and I, the auditor, and I sit on that as well. So we're trying to get through everything that we have as fast as we can and as accurate as we can.
All right.
So hopefully like 3 to 4 months.
3 to 4 months. And then everything's going to hit the fan, because my guess is you're going to suggest that several of these agencies should not have been taxing us.
We will see.
You're not disagreeing with me.
I can't agree or disagree, because I'm telling you, we're evaluating it.
Okay. So... real estate taxes. There's some issues right now going on in Ohio that could have a direct bearing on the taxpayers in Belmont County and really throughout Ohio.
Tell
me about one of these bills.
So we've got over 19 bills being introduced, and probably even more since the last time I've heard. Everyone is trying to find a fix, but the problem is it's the quick fix.
A fix to what? In fact, give us an overview. A fix to what? What's the problem they want to fix?
The spiking values. So with the appraisal values going up so much, it's causing taxes to increase. And what we're trying to do is they're trying to look at how can they fix this? How can they bring it down to kind of tamper it until they can do a true fix?
Why not just cut expenses?
Because it's not really possible. How do you cut it? Like, we've got the 20
million. Fire school teachers. Fire school teachers, fire administrators, fire, you know, the second principal, the second vice principal, the third vice principal, the ninth counselor.
Not all schools have, like, two vice principals or two principals.
Well, you know,
not
all of them know there's a lot of fat, though. You know there's a lot of overhead. You know this. And you, that's the other thing. Oh, I forgot about this because we talked about this a long time ago.
If anybody could see him right now, he's, like, ready to climb over the table after
me. No. This is
By the way, those nails are very precious.
Don't flatter yourself. What do you mean? What's precious?
Your nails are all shiny. It looks like you had them buffed.
I had to because I'm actually having problems with them because they keep breaking badly. So I'm thinking maybe I can do this. And this one's already broken. And it snags my clothes. Oh, don't get me started. Thank God for Gail at Envy Salon. Just thank God for Gail is all I got
to
say.
If she's willing to touch your toes and your nails.
Not my toes.
No. I can't see that. So she might be doing your toes and you're not even admitting that.
No. I would tell you.
Would you tell me?
Okay. I would tell you if I allowed Gail to touch my toes. I have not allowed her to touch my toes.
Okay.
So just the hands and anyway. So where was I? Oh, yes. Regarding the overhead and the fat. As a treasurer, we talked about this a long time ago, and it really gets me nuts. Because you, as a treasurer, Belmont County treasurer, you make what, $65,000, $70,000 or so, somewhere in there?
Yes.
Okay. Have you seen the money that they pay the treasurers of these different school districts?
Yes.
Tell the listeners about this, because is unbelievable to me.
It's a very large amount, but I can't tell you. I can't.
It's a ridiculously large amount for a handful of kids.
It's a lot of kids.
1,800, 2,000. What's the population of Belmont County?
It's just under 69,000.
There you go. Any school district have 69,000 kids? Of course not.
No.
These treasurers make a friggin' fortune for each one of these school districts, way more than you make, and they have a fraction of the work that you do. So why can't we ask them to start cutting their expenses and cutting their salaries to at least match yours?
But that's a school board decision.
Well, yeah, but I think that's a good one.
But it's a school board decision. They decide what they set the salaries. They decide.
All right.
They make those decisions, not us.
All right. Well, we take a short break here. Then I want to talk with you about this major bill, this House Bill 98. This is the one that the Speaker of the House is pushing. Mm-hmm. And you're familiar with this, and you're smirking again. Why are you?
I'm laughing because Geraldine Baker said we can see him in the background through the reflection in the glass. So sorry.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Wooly 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local 3 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. And then you get Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local Thursdays and Fridays on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. The audio path of totality. More with a very special guest. I'm debating whether I should open the phone lines. If you have any questions about your... Is it okay to open the phone lines?
I prefer
it. If you want to talk with Belmont County Treasurer Kathy Kellich, the Kellich hotline is 740-325-1490. 740-325-1490. Your question regarding your real estate taxes in Belmont County. She is here right now. That Kellich woman, 740-325-1490.